Committee on House Bill 3492 to order. I'm not going to do it. I couldn't stand you puking on my shoes. We have three tasks tonight, Ann.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, you have before you the See and Gross House Bill 3492, which is Hand and Gross dated 7/23/99. That's Hand and Gross with the staff C-19 amendments. And what those do is remove the preemption language regarding suits against the tobacco manufacturers. And they, if you look at page 4, line 12, they delete the sunset date on the cigarette tax in line 12 and 13. If you want to extend the cigarette tax, I understand that your discussions regard changing the deletion of occurring prior to January 1, 2002, inserting language occurring prior to January 1, 2002. And in addition, actually not in addition, but absent from this is the discussion from the Bee and Gross bill, which I believe you also have before you, which Shane, the Bee and Gross bill as well?
I have the Bee and Gross.
The language in the Bee and Gross bill, Mr. Chair, which discusses the prohibition on minors, against minors purchasing, attempting to purchase and possession of tobacco with some exceptions. And if you choose to insert that back into the bill, we can do that especially using that language. I do understand there is a fiscal impact in the court for approximately $40,000 and a fiscal from the DMV regarding programming of about the same amount of money, which I understand is already taken over.
Mr. Chair, conceptually, I would amend the dash C-19 amendments to reflect the prohibition language that the Senate Judiciary added and which is included in the Bee and Gross bill, House Bill 3492.
That's Section 8 and 8A. Is that correct, Mr. Senator Bryant?
I believe it is.
Both sections, right? Section 8 and 8A, is that correct?
That's correct. 8 and 8A on the amendments to the Bee and Gross House. So it's also in Bee and Gross. Would you like my Bee and Gross?
Yeah. Okay. Discussion?
It's also Section 9, Mr. Chair. If you could do it conceptually to make sure we capture it all.
I do it conceptually. I want to capture it all. It was wonderful work.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yes,
Representative. I support the motion.
Anybody opposed?
There's just one amendment. We're going to roll them all together.
You can do the one just perhaps you can repeat it and just clarify that we're actually talking about the extension of the sunset, the repeal of the preemption, and the inclusion of the minor in possession.
Okay. Sure, I believe that Representative Maddox has a motion.
Let's say there's one at a time.
Right.
Okay.
And there's no objection, then, Mr. Chair, that's been adopted. Senator Bryant.
All right, no objection. We'll adopt Senator Bryant.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Maddox.
I would move that we establish a new sunset date of January 1, 2002 on the cigarette tax.
No objection?
All right, I'm going to object.
Okay, Representative Courtney objects and Representative Gardner. Hearing none, so ordered.
And Mr. Chairman, to make sure it's clear in this, I move. When staff was describing it before, it was described as a city suit preemption, but that was really a city or local ordinance preemption.
Right.
And I move that the local ordinance preemption language be removed, just to make it clear that that is part of this package, that it is not in what we send out.
I want to be sure much more.
We are removing
the preemption completely.
Preemption complete.
In the same breath, bill, Mr. Chair, that would be lines on page 3, lines 31, beginning on line 31.
31.
Continuing to line 5 on page 4.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I got there. That's what you made reference to? Right?
Yes.
So in effect, Mr. Chair, we are amending the being gross version of the bill,
okay,
adding in the sunset extension.
All right. That was the motion. Any objections? Hearing none, so what?
Mr. Chairman. I'm sorry.
You ready for this now? Is this the end of our minutes?
Yes.
Well, I was simply going to do, I guess, what he's going to do, so he beat me. So
I wasn't going to make the motion.
To move to the floor?
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just wanted to clarify something for the record, for the benefit of those here in the room, that there remains in here nothing about a cigar tax. So everybody understands that.
Do you get rolled by speaker too?
Hand roll.
Hand roll.
Chair.
I'm hearing leave.
I recommend that the Senate receives from the Senate amendment dated July 16th that the being goes bill be amended as follows and then passed. And that as follows as we discussed. I think there were three separate motions made that we all approved, that were approved by the conference committee.
With the conception.
That's okay. Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Okay. Let's see. Representative Mannix, would you like to carry?
I'd be happy to carry and help.
And thanks for Senator Courtney. Sorry.
I'd be happy to, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry we're not going to do the prize for 2 years of this.
And I'm sorry that we have a sunset on the food.
I'm sorry, I'm still here.
I kind of missed the creation part.
Yeah.
Well, you want something else? No, you sorry about it. Let's just go right on the road.
Okay. If there's no other business, we are.